Welcome to Muskoka Connects, connecting you to the people and places that make Muskoka one of the most beautiful attractions in Canada and around the world. Today we're joined by Jamie Hopkins, the General Manager of Santa's Village, the oldest and one of the most cherished attractions in Bracebridge. A lot has changed over the past year for theme parks and attractions that rely on crowds, entertainment, and fun. I asked Jamie Hopkins, what will Santa's Village look like this year?
Well, our primary priority will be guest and staff safety. That's going to be job one. And we have prepared an opening plan and submitted it to the province. And we're working closely with them to work through the plan to ensure it not only meets but actually exceeds all the necessary health and guest safety expectations. You know, the traditional or typical things like the safe social distancing. There's going to be sanitizing protocols. You know, we're going to need to demonstrate how we'll do some contact tracing if required. And certainly there's going to be a whole regime of staff training that's going to be required. One of the other things we know, we sort of expect that there likely will be some limitations on the number of people that will be permitted in the park. And that's more to ensure those safety measures can be managed effectively. You know, and that will result or will likely require the guests, pre-purchase their admission in advance, you know, online, so that we can control the inventory of the available daily admissions. But the support and the guidance of the province that we'll have an approved plan very soon so we can proceed with the work of preparing to get the park ready for opening. As you can appreciate, Tim, there's a considerable amount of time required to get the park ready. You know, we've got to, you know, source and solicit our staff. There's going to be work with vendors and suppliers to get, the necessary materials and supplies we need. You got to open and do the ride preparations and, the different equipment, as well as, there's a number of inspections that we have to coordinate. So there's a bit of a lead time in terms of once we get, permission to be able to open that, we'll have, in front of us to make sure that we're ready to go. But as they say, we're anxious to finalize the approval of our plan with the province in the next little short time.
Did you find that the reopening of the winter resorts like Ski Hills gave you an idea of what you might expect this season?
Yeah, there was, certainly we did keep a close eye on that because they were open and then were closed when, and then got back open again. So, certainly as inter-industry, type operations, we watch each other closely to sort of learn from each other. And certainly there was, some things that we know that we've already got into our opening plan that we saw in action through the Ski Hills in operation that, was evidence that I think we're on the right track in terms of what we've got as a plan that we can certainly emulate and operate in the safe manner that was also, experienced with the Ski Hills. And so it gave us a bit of confidence that, what's being applied already that was in many ways kind of a theoretical representation of what was being, laid out in our plans, to put it in effect, will give us some confidence that we're on the right track.
The rides and accommodations, will they be affected by COVID-19 restrictions and how?
Well, they certainly will be affected, absolutely. And our opening plan addresses how we'll manage the social distancing and the sanitization of the rides and attractions. Essentially, we'll be controlling the numbers of guests on a given ride or attraction to manage that distancing and the distancing requirements. And staff will be responsible to follow the prescribed sanitizing procedures that we've laid out in our plan. So that'll be the big things for, how our rides will be operated a little bit differently under the new way. The accommodations that we have are camping related. We do have some roofed cabins and fixed structures that are available, in our campgrounds. But camping was in the early stages of this last spring was a permitted activity because of the ability to be able to distance, just inherently by the way that the campgrounds are laid out, that it made it convenient for us to be able to manage those measures. And so from that point of view, we found that, camping has had, a real a peak in interest, and we're even seeing sort of a higher trend in bookings from 2019 and even, what we had at this stage last year. So that's an encouraging sign that people feel confident that that's an activity that they can do, with their family, that they feel safe, and we're really seeing a real surge in interest in our accommodations, which, again, is sort of a camping focus.
Have you found that the types of visits are changing, such as where the visitors are coming from? And are you expecting more repeat visitors at the parks?
Yeah, there's little question. I think that, you know, we've all sort of started to experience, and definitely with our bookings, we can tell that there's a real trend towards, the domestic tourism market, which really is Ontarians traveling in Ontario. You know, there's so much that this province has to offer, you know, right here in our own backyards. And if anything, you know, this pandemic has caused Ontarians to look more locally for their travel experiences, which to us is welcome news for our industry. You know, we believe the staycations, as they phrase them, will be a leading trend, you know, for tourism in our province. And we believe we're in a perfect position to meet that demand on behalf of the industry. So, you know, with people staying a little bit more local, you do see, a pickup on, the repeat visitation. Absolutely. You know, and, so that's certainly another emerging trend. We can see the sense and feel very good about the what's happening with the bookings for camping. You know, we've got two campsites that are associated here with Santa's Village, and in both cases, the bookings are far ahead of our previous year, and we're sort of monitoring 2019 as a benchmark, and we're ahead of those numbers, so we're feeling really good that there's a sense out there in the greater community and in our potential guests that there is some confidence that they're willing to get back out there again, and that's a really encouraging sign, we believe.
I visited the park in the 70s, and my sister was saying that she has film footage from the 60s. Give us a short history of Santa's Village.
Well, yeah, that's interesting. You know, we were celebrating our 65th anniversary last year, but we've decided to have what we're calling an echo celebration this year. You know, we've got lots of fun activities to commemorate that significant milestone. You know, all the children that are going to come will get a commemorative 65th anniversary elf hat to take away. We've got this scavenger hunt that's going to be sort of a fun activity to do as a family. We'll have a museum, you know, to sort of display and show all of that memorabilia that we've collected over those 65 years. Special entertainment plan, you know, there's going to be themed food events, all kinds of fun stuff happening, you know, this summer. Interestingly, Santa's Village, you know, although we're a private company, has been a community-driven initiative right from the start. They originally raised the capital to build the village back in 1955 locally. You know, and it was local residents that were the lead builders, the tradespeople and the managers. And there's been and continues to be a real close association, you know, that our greater community feels towards Santa's Village. You know, we liken it to say that it's a little bit of a piece of Canadiana. And they have a real sense of pride. They feel us, you know, with their association with us. And I'm happy to say that this legacy will continue well into the future, as we have been undergoing a real transformational revitalization of the park under the guidance of our new ownership. And we have a real exciting future and some development plans that are in the works that's going to expand our product and the experience. And I'm really happy to report that the future looks very bright. So, you know, like the rest of the world, you know, we're all living in, I guess, what has been coined the new normal. And I have to say that we're adapting nicely. You know, we've spent a considerable amount of time reviewing and reassessing our opening plan with the input of the province. So, you know, we're feeling confident that we're going to be able to adapt successfully to the new way of operating. And, you know, goes without saying, you know, there was a little bit of Santa magic involved in making all that come together as well.
How has Santa and his assistants adapted to the COVID-19 restrictions?
Well, we've actually got the ability to sort of have a real, we think, a very positive experience where Santa is able to safely distance and, you know, kind of maintain those distances. And, you know, he does wear masks when required and certainly as needed. But at the same token, too, with the distancing, we're able to provide him with his guests that sometimes it's not always going to be necessary.
Thanks, Jamie, for bringing us up to date on the season ahead at Santa's Village in Bracebridge. To find out more about Santa's Village, check them out at santasvillage.ca and also on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. You can also see the village in the Netflix Christmas movie, The Night, spelled K-N-I-G-H-T, Before Christmas. From Muskoka Connects, I'm Tim Hearn.